Welcome to the Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. Today on the Ether, the IBC gang presents the Maneki NFT and Cosmos Ecosystem Chat, hosted by CryptoTank. Let's take a listen.
And I've even said for myself, the first 3 years is the most critical time for building a compounding long-term position if you are speculating on a smart contract permissionless play that, you know, has technically good foundation, like, and it does, like, you know, honestly, it's everything that we've been dealing with Juno, in my humble opinion, has been, it's nothing to do with the protocol or the smart contract. It has everything to do with human decisions and human interactions and people fucking it up for us per se. But like the tech is still the tech. It's a permissionless smart contract. Like, very few with high inflation schedules, distribution, even though we went through what we went through, situations like that we have right now. So again, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. You can't know for sure, but it is something that I'm very, very still hopeful for. And I think it shows a lot of promise. So we're still in that first 3 years. Now we've done with one, and the second year, we're still in that high inflation stuff. Fuck, we're basically, if you go and take a look at Juno, it was supposed to go 40, 20, 10, and then 1% all the way down over the next, what, few years, like 10, 12 years, right? Into the second year, we're still, if you take a look at it right now, we're still in the high 38, 39% as far as like that inflation goes, as far as that rewards go. We were supposed to be sitting at 40. And because of the way that things are right now, like, we're still in a very strong compounding range. We're still in a very strong position to just keep compounding. You know, if money's not spent and you're being conservative, and you're not over-risking things, you're not overextending things, you really are, you know, you, in my humble opinion, I think it's a risk that you kind of have to take in some mains. You don't have to, but that's just my humble opinion, right? So again, we do have a pretty good amount of Juno right now. In fact, if I was to go and take a look at it, it is one of our top holdings. We have 9.34% of our current bag as far as the Maneki goes is that's what it makes up. And then the vast majority of it, 74.75%, is obviously stables. We're in vast majority, we're still in of an overwhelmingly position of stables. So you know, we'll get into that in a little bit. But the next one up is the Cosmos or Atom token. That makes up 8.43% of our overall bags. Like, and honestly, guys, we're doing great. We're just sitting there. Every other day, we make about an atom, a little bit. Like, I think it just depends, right, on how much is being staked. We're seeing an uptick of it right now, and we're just compounding. We're just compounding, 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 compounding. It's amazing right now. And we'll go over the values in just a little bit as well. Stargaze, we have 4.88. It makes up 4.88% of our bags. For Maneki holders, and then Evmos makes up 2.42%. So we made a couple of buys for Cosmos and Juno. Vast majority of the spend was for Juno. The stars that we have is literally coming from the royalties, which again, I forewent as the presenter of Maneki Cosmos. Everything, all profits, even from the sales, all go back to you guys. I wanted it to be a really true sacrificial community-driven, like, thing to where, like, there's you know, I'm in the trenches with you guys. There's no free Manekis. There's no, like, surprise things gonna pop up later. Everything is what it is, and I you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far, and so all of our stars has come from royalties and sales and whatnot. And that's been fantastic. Like right now, I think we have 74,723 stars being staked. Let me claim a little bit more. I have to claim. Well, no, let me not do that. I have to track it. Ooh, almost didn't track that. Can't do that. But yeah, so we have that being staked. For Atom, we have over 300. We have 303 Atom currently being staked right now. Once I take these, we'll have 304, almost 305 to be put back into there. Juno, we have over 3,000 Juno right now being compounded and staked. We have more to claim, so I haven't really done that right now. And then Evmos, we have 2,574 Evmos just currently just, you know, sitting there being staked. It is what it is. Like, you know, I think we spent 1,000 in Evmos, and right now the value is 892. So like, not all that bad. The biggest spend and the biggest disappointment, like by far, to be very honest with you guys, is unfortunately the Juno one. We spent the most money there. But you know, it's kind of one of those things, like you just got to sit back, let the toxicity, let the problems like kind of work themselves out. Eventually, hopefully, like fingers crossed, right? Nobody knows, but the sell pressure will subside. The fucking people that are taking advantage of things, you know, will ease off a bit. I don't think they're going to ever disappear, but they'll ease off a little bit. And, you know, we'll be in a much better position in 2 years. So, you know, that's what it is. I can go into, if you guys have any questions about like price points of average of where we got into a lot of these things, I don't think it really matters right now. But as far as our stables go, excuse me, let me go back up here. We have over 27,000 right now in stables for our community. So again, you know, I take a lot of pride in the Maneki private club, I guess I should say, call it. It's not a DAO, but a private club for anybody that holds a Maneki. And of course, you're going to have to stake your Maneki. I hate using that word stake, but you're going to have to lock it up using DAO V2 in order for you to reap the benefits of these long-term investments, ideas, and actions that we're taking, right? Hopefully that will happen soon. And you know, we'll see these, not only the price for the NFTs, Maneki Cosmos, rise because they're a very valuable access card, but, you know, we'll also see stars turn around. We'll also see a lot of these other ones turn around. Oh, you lost. Here, let me get it back up here. We'll see a lot of these things turn around in the next year and a half, 2 years. So yeah, that's basically where we are right now. Total staked balance is right around $9,000. So we haven't even spent the total amount of allocated or agreed upon funds that the community agreed just to spend. So yeah, we're just kind of sitting back and kind of just going through the volatility. It is what it is. It's not really affecting us all too much. It's just kind of like a moment in time, really, when you think about it. And I think even if we just stabilize around here using the compounding plan, like price doesn't even have to go up for a lot of these ones. But if we just stabilize here and really compound our rewards that we're getting each and every day, we'll see ourselves on the brighter side of this in the next, you know, year and a half, 2 years, regardless. And so, like, I think it's a very interesting and fun project and community to be involved with. A lot of people personally have messaged me that were in my inner circle, and my friends were like, what the fuck were you doing? Can't believe you gave all this up. But like, it's fun. Like, you know, I wanted the community to expect better as a community, as minters of NFTs. I wanted NFTs to be shown to be different than just speculative JPEGs or appreciation of arts, which is nothing wrong with that. And I wanted presenters of NFT projects to also think of more innovative ways to actually bring value to the people who are either interested and or have minted or supported their projects or their endeavors going forward, right? Like, this was just, you know, it's a project. It was kind of an experiment, but I think it's been a very fun and you know, productive experiment so far. Like, I think really, honestly, truly, not just in a year and a half or 2 years, I think really for the long-term believers, Maneki Cosmos could literally be one of those investments that you can just, you know, stake, forget it, get dividends over a long period of time, and be one of the best producing assets that you'll ever probably have spent $100 to $200 on. Maybe some people spent a little bit more than that when we were at the height, right? Like some of the Maneckis were going for like $500. But still, like I know people that have spent $500 on tokens and have really fucking seen the worst return period. Like this is, and I'm kind of jaded, I'm kind of biased, but I really do think if you're a long-termer, spending $200 to $300 on this NFT project was probably, or will be, in my humble opinion, one of the best decisions that a lot of people have made going forward. And think about it. It's such an elite private hard club, especially when we map our NFTs, right? And we map, wallet map our NFTs by staking them. Like there, it's going to be so scarce. It's going to be so exclusive. It's going to be so much more valuable when that happens. You know, I've really, this is my pride and joy, one of the favorite things. And so, yeah. Any questions though? What's up, Ben? I see a lot of you guys. What's up, Scotty, Roscoe, Bushido? I see a lot of you guys popped up. What's up, Jacob? What's up, Homestead? What's going on, man? But yeah, it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty fun, man. You know, and if people mint these last few that are up, those royalties are going to go right back into the treasury. Yeah, it's man, I think we should soon talk about making some moves as far as the Maneki Cosmos social club goes. Maneki Neko, unfortunately, you know, it is what it, like, I'm going to be very honest, guys. If we don't have a burn, we're going to leave it open indefinitely. It definitely didn't get, it's the bear market. So I think it's the best time to launch anything, especially if like you have a solid plan, which unfortunately I can't talk to you guys about. I won't talk to you guys about. I will not make any kind of promise of value accrual or return or anything like that about Maneki Neko. If you mint a Maneki Neko, it's got to be just like Maneki Cosmos because you want to mint one, because you want to hold it. I would just say pay attention to the things that happen because although words can't be said, actions sometimes, well, all the time speak louder than words. And that's what we try to do here with IBC Gang is we don't like to talk the talk. We like to walk the walk and let our actions speak louder than anything that could ever be said. But pay attention, guys. I think for Maneki Neko, I think we're still at 13. I don't even think we've broken into that 14%. It's unfortunate because right now you could buy them for even cheaper than what we list them for, even for whitelisters and community. When we first listed them, I mean, fuck, it's cheaper than anything right now. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. But I'll just let that be what it is. I do want to start collaborating with a lot of other NFT projects and communities, not just NFT projects, with Maneki Neko. I've kind of hit a wall because how do you talk about things that you can't talk about? Much like Maneki Cosmos, right? Like, how do you promote something without selling a promise or a security of sorts? And I don't want to dip into that. Yeah, same thing with Maneki Neko, though. There's no free Maneki Nekos that are ever been out. Any one of them that are out there circulating right now has had to be bought. I think it's just a matter of time. So we'll sit back and who knows, right? We'll see what happens when things start turning around. But any questions at all when it comes to Maneki, either Maneki Cosmos or Maneki Neko, feel free to raise your hands and just ask because it's been a while and I know that might have been a lot because I've been kind of rambling. No? Makes sense?
It's okay. Terra Space is recording this. We'll have a replay.
That's all good. It's all good. Finn is a Maneki, so a Maneki Cosmos. So we love that guy. I love his new fucking NFTs. Hold on 1 second. My brother's like, can the boys play? They already... There you go. Sorry about that. Let's go into, I guess, the IBC gang real quickly. I know this is like just personally for myself. IBC Gang is committed to still like being one of the most active, transparent content providers. I hate saying content creator because I'm not really creating anything other than a fucking little bit of my own whatever rambling. But yeah, we do Monday through Friday live streams on Twitch, but we are committed to actually start venturing back into pretty hard and making Cosmos-focused content for YouTube. We're doing a lot of different things, guys. We're going to be venturing into a lot of different areas, but we will always try to strive to be one of the only, I'll still say this, IBC Gang is one of the only fundamental focused and also technically focused, entities of content that provides that kind of shit in the Cosmos ecosystem. And we're super proud about that. So I know a lot of other people like to just talk to devs or, I'm air quoting, important people in the space. If you guys want to know what's happening out there on a fundamental level for the traditional world, and then also what's happening on the charts, like, feel free, drop a subscription. It's free for YouTube. Like, I have no idea why people aren't more supportive, like, regardless, right? Like, if you guys want the Cosmos ecosystem to expand, like, even if you don't like the content that's being provided, subscribe to the YouTube channels, to Don, Liam, Cito, all of them. The more of those subscriptions that are absolutely fucking free for you guys to do, that you guys drop, you guys can just set it, forget it, like, put it away. Put it on the very bottom, never have it pop up. Whatever, but the more the algorithm picks it up, and the more chance you have of pumping your own bags by just being supportive. And so, like, I will stress that, not just the IBC Gang, like, guys, you guys really want the narrative to get out there, support people, like, put it out there, reshare shit, subscribe. We're on a live stream for Twitch, and we moved over there, even though everybody always wants to stick with YouTube, but we moved over there because if you have an Amazon Prime account, it's absolutely free to you for you to subscribe and then show some support to the streamer. So it's just the small things, guys, that really matter. But IBC Gang is committed to bringing more and more content and bringing more and more value across the entire Cosmos ecosystem. And so I just wanted to let everybody know that we're committed. It doesn't matter. It's funny because I guess I kind of want to ask your guys' opinion. Recently, we've been seeing key individuals leave the Cosmos ecosystem, which is kind of fucking pathetic and annoying and, whatever. I can say all these words and whatever it is, but, like, obviously you guys get how I feel. But, like, for the Cosmos Hub, we've seen many people up and walk away from development there. Like, recently we saw, I can't even pronounce her name, Jelena. I can't say her name. It's some fucking fancy thing with inclusion, saying that she's going to be venturing on to doing something else, figures, right? And then we saw Sam, and then we saw a couple other, like, just hang up their boots and say fuck it after Adam 2.0 didn't get passed. And, like, I'll say, like, how typical, like, right, what happened to, like, the commitment to the Cosmos ecosystem and the betterment and all those other things? Like, the minute that you're, and I'm just going to be real about it, right? Like, this is how I bring value, is to not pull punches and to call them like I see it. I'm not a yes man, and I'm definitely not a brown noser. Like, I'm going to say shit that might be offending because it's the truth. But it just looks like the minute that your guys' milk and cookies got taken from your table, like, you don't want to play ball anymore. You don't want to fucking keep going. And, like, where was the excitement? Where was the commitment like you guys had when you were saying all the things that you guys were saying about Adam 2.0? And all these value accruals for the Atom token or for the Cosmos Hub. Like, what happened? Did it just, like, fade off and, like, it's not worth it anymore to you? Or is it just because it's not financially worth it, like, you're going to dip? Or do something else where you can suck liquidity out? Because don't get it mistaken, guys. Even Zaki admitted it himself. The Cosmos Hub, from the very get, has been socially and financially Sybil'd attack from the very fucking beginning. And if you guys don't understand, I know it sounds bad, if you guys don't understand what I mean by that, think about it. The Cosmos ecosystem throughout the entire space has been socially and financially Sybil'd attack from the very fucking get. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is, right? Like, that's the problem that we have with the proof of stake network and governance and airdrops and the way that we've been set up from the very get, guys. Think about it. Developers start a company, proceed to put out a product from that company, like the Cosmos or Atom token or the you know, the Cosmos hub for people to build upon. They need validators to make that thing work. So they start a second company. This is the Sybil. They start a second company to validate. They airdrop tokens to that second company, or they use their own tokens that they airdrop to themselves, right? And they start benefiting from both sides. And then they just rinse and repeat. They use that same technology, the Cosmos SDK, to start another protocol, which needs a validator setup, which they will just bring, again, their other company to validate, airdrop themselves or allocate themselves token, and they just keep going on and on and on and on. That's the fucking truth of it all. That's why we have the same players in all of these other parts of our ecosystem, rinsing and repeating and benefiting from the same shit that they've always been doing. And it is just, I mean, I'm not calling it, it's just, it is what it is. People don't recognize that. Even Zachary himself, you know, I said, unfortunately, unintentionally or not, has said it's not an unintentional thing. It was very much intentional. So it's unfortunate, but that's why we have what we have. We just got to kind of work and find a way to actually make it better or make it worth using in the current situation. Like, there's no point in crying over spilled milk. It is what it is, but people need to understand how the game is being played right now and not be delusional about that. Anyway, so we're committed as an IBC gang to do things here. Regardless, we're not going anywhere. Yeah, like, we're not quitting like a lot of other people. We're fucking sticking it out. Regardless, I still do think that the Cosmos ecosystem, not any one token, not Atom, not all this stuff, I think there's a lot of potential here. Interoperability is the key to mass adoption, and that is the truth for any technology. It's got to be able to intercommunicate with each other. Look at an Apple phone, look at a Google phone, look at any, you know, operating system. If they can't communicate, like, you know, you're only going to go so far. You know, you're only going to be able to capture so much liquidity, so much value. The key for blockchain is to be able to communicate. So, like, I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. I think it's a worthwhile investment. If I'm going to invest in any technology, it's going to be something that's working on bringing, you know, interoperability or the ability to interopt throughout the entire space, not just one little section. And we're seeing it happen right now, right? Like, obviously, Ethereum is basically aspiring to be like Cosmos. We are expanding into not only via bridges right now into the Ethereum ecosystem, or kind of actually basically have already, but we've also dipped into AVAX, we've dipped into Polkadot, we've dipped into many different places. And, you know, if the thesis is what we think it is, eventually all of it's going to be IBC connected, right? So, yeah, you know, I wouldn't cut your nose off to spite your face. I wouldn't. It's still, I hate using the term, it's still early. We're still very much early when it comes to technology and where we are. You got to give things time, especially technology that actually is working on a bigger, harder dilemma like the Cosmos is, you know, than thinking, oh, it hasn't moved in a year. It hasn't moved in fucking 4 years, or, you know, it didn't do what it said it was going to do in the a set amount of time that I want it to do. Again, guys, you could try to manipulate or will anything because you want it to, but the market's going to do what the fucking market wants to do. And technology takes a lot of time. So give it some time, my friends. But at the same time, you do you. Different strokes, different folks. You got to get the fuck out. You got to protect yourself. You do. Like, nobody's going to be mad about that. So definitely not financial advice. Just my two cents. Going into Cosmos ecosystem chat, does anybody have anything kind of that they want to talk about? Kind of open up the floor right now. Kit, what are you, what are you looking at? What have you been noticing happening in the Cosmos?
I'm sorry. I'm currently eating with my son at Burger King, but what do I see with Cosmos is, I just told my son, hold on, he's telling me a story right now, but with the Cosmos, you know, the whole thing why I'm into the Cosmos originally started off with Luna and, you know, Terra issues and looking at that Well, I'm kind of sad right now that we're doing the same shit different day. Like, talking about as a whole now of airdrops, just the problems with the airdrops reserves, you know, more closed off little niche groups kind of creating their own projects, protocols going on, and, you know, majority reserve holders, and just kind of, you know, I call it ego masturbation, but they're just redropping to themselves and who's entering is liquidity. The idea with the tech, you know, moving forward, SDKs and, you know, sidecar developments within validators into the other blockchain ecosystems are great. And that's, I see the best one is Solana, but a lot of people in the Cosmos currently are for Solana, which makes me sad because the best use case right now for, you know, practice is with Solana, trying to work with them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can go on a tangent.
No, you know, I love it because I actually agree with you about that. Like, we need to start. It's funny because as the cost, like the analogy is always really kind of, it's funny to me. It tickles me because like the cosmos is an expansion. It's always expanding, right? If you guys know anything about science or space, like space is always ever so expanding I guess that's their theory, but that's what they, you know, I don't know if it's theory or proven, whatever. But it's always expanding. And like, it's funny to me that so many people who claim to be, you know, full cosmonauts, like they just, for whatever reason, will not talk about outside of the cosmos. And I'm like, guys, that's the whole premise of the cosmos ecosystem, is to eventually expand out into other TVLs or other ecosystems and capture that, or like at least pierce into it somewhat and take advantage of it, right? So like going into Solana, I agree. I think we need to be like poking, like I said, I really, really love AVAX right now and like what they're doing and stuff like that. Like AVAX, I know near now soon will be IBC. Solana needs to be, you know, we need to fully be into Ethereum and all these other little places as well. Like fucking even ADA, like, good God, I could only imagine, and I do a lot of the times, which is bad, I guess, you know, in 2-3 years, where the Cosmos ecosystem is going to be as far as like expanding into other TVLs. Like that's going to be a crazy ride. It's going to be a crazy, crazy ride. But never, if you're eating with your kid and talking stories, just tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm enjoying my family and I'll totally get it.
He's used to me. I mean, if it was that important, I would not have responded and left to him. Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't even be worth my time explaining myself. But yeah, the one thing is like Avalanche, I love what they're doing, but I have a little bit of a bias considering a lot of people have Terra and, you know, Alameda crash and all this fun stuff. Yeah. And part of the development team for Ava Labs is separate from Avalanche. There's two forms because obviously they're also parachains, but the developers of Shingo, and I come from the Voyager group. So I'm not going to go into the spiel of like why I'm bitter, but I can only guess.
I get it. Yeah. If you guys, like, I get it. But yeah, no, but like, excuse me, got a little bit of a congestion there. But just for the conversation of like being a cosmonaut, right? Like for the average cosmos holder or the atom holder or cosmonaut, depending on wherever you are in the ecosystem or whatnot, I'd like, you know, I'm bullish. Like I think like we're seeing it right now. I forget what they're called, but there's an actual product. I think they just had a space not too long ago, actually today, from Avalanche that is working on somewhat connecting to the cosmos in a way. I don't know exactly how they're going about doing that because, again, the parachains of sorts and the way that they do things on Avalanche, I'm definitely not like up to speed or up to par with all of that. But it's really, really interesting. Like when you sit there and listen to them, and the same thing with like Polkadot and Solana and everything else. Like again, I'm just so still. If I had to take a bet, if I had to take a gamble, which obviously I am as an investor, like the Cosmos ecosystem and holding tokens or assets within the Cosmos ecosystem, I think is probably some of the smartest things that you could probably do. Other than like, there's obviously, right, like what's the big one now out there? Like Matic is getting a lot of partnerships and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like there's some, you know, Ethereum's always going to be Ethereum and stuff like that. But like, I don't know. I'm always going to be, no matter what, no matter all this drama, no matter how much it's being socially and financially civil attacked from the inside out, from its parents, that people that birth these protocols or children within our space, like I'm still bullish on the actual thesis and the, you know, the essence of the Cosmos ecosystem. So it is what it is. I do want to really quickly, I know a lot of people are getting bored with this, just want to say I did do a lot of revisions and leaning out of the Spirit of Juno draft proposal. It is now named the Juno Marketing Fund proposal. And a lot of things has been a lot of things have been taken out of it to simplify it. I think we're in a really good spot. I won't do it right now, but I do because I'm stuck on something that's really, really important. Could definitely make or break it. I don't know if this is a DAO kind of thing. Like I know right now for Juno, the narrative is, like we were talking on stream today, like everybody thinks DAOs are gonna fix everything. Like DAO. Everybody just thinks Juno and DAOs, right? Like everything needs to be a fucking DAO. I don't know if the Juno Marketing Fund proposal right now in the current moment needs to be a DAO, because what the fuck are people going to vote on? You know, like, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm stuck on it right now. If so many people have been like, yeah, you need to somehow make this into, it's presented as a DAO, but I'm like, other than multi-sigs and, you know, having the ability, I don't know, like, yeah, other than multi-sigs, like, what the fuck would people vote on? I just don't understand it. It's, you know, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I'll go over it, though, hopefully here on a live stream so people can actually see it. I'll do that on YouTube. If I can get, like, Finn, I know you're there. Rusty and some of the other community members, if you guys ever have like a time that you guys want to actually sit down and kind of like just round table this SOB, like I really would appreciate that, because right now I'm just like, I don't think this is needed to be a DAO. It's such a low amount. 200,000 Juno is only 244,000 at the current time, unless it dipped even further. It's just like right around 200. Like, yeah. So it's not a lot as far as the ask goes. And we're not, you know, we're not spending it or anything like that. So I don't know, like, why this needs to be a DAO, but people are saying it needs to be a DAO. I don't understand. I don't think DAOs fix everything. I think a lot of times, guys, unfortunately, like, I'm super bullish on DAOs, obviously, with Maneki, like, super, super impatient and waiting for V2 and DAO. But I really don't think DAOs are needed for everything. So unpopular opinion, but I really think a lot of times, as we're seeing, especially when it comes to Juno, DAOs have been shown to slow things up. You know, DAOs have been shown to have really big problems when it comes to getting shit done. And so, like, I understand that everybody wants checks and balances and wants, you know, this kind of weird blanket of security thrown over them. But to be very honest with you, like, if you want to be efficient, if you want to be productive and profitable, there is a reason why even in, you know, the regular world, there's board members, and then there's, you know, the higher ups, the people that still execute shit. Like, it's great to have people consider and stuff like that, but at the same time, you got to be able to move. Being fluid and having the ability to be liquid at any given moment really is valuable. And so, like, could you imagine if you were stuck in a situation, like, I'm not comparing it, right, but like I'm just using it as an example. Could you imagine, like, we have all these DAOs and groups or whatnot, and then something happens, God forbid, I'm knocking on wood, but something again happens, like we saw with Terra Luna, whatever, and like people are just for whatever reason not able to actually communicate with all the other multi-stakeholders or DAO members, or governance isn't able to actually come together and like make up their fucking mind in time to save any kind of fucking downwards pressure that's being presented at the moment. Like, God forbid, like, you know, people around, like, we're not all in the same time frame. You know, we're not all in the same part of the world. Like, shit, we saw with the whole, what is their name? it starts with an R, Revity or whatever it is with Osmosis. They can't even get grants to be approved because people on the multi-sigs, like, oh, okay, we got to get over here and approve it. It's been months. Some of these people don't even get fucking funding sent to them, right? And they've done everything they need to do, but it never happens because of multi-sig complications. And it's, you know, it's all, we're just so busy and whatever. Like, fuck, come on. Like, that shit doesn't necessarily, like, DAOs are great, but I just don't think that they fix everything or are needed to accomplish everything. You know, I think once things get going and the footing is set and it's got its place and it's got a good footing within the space that it's in, like, sure, things and teams and, like, operations can definitely be automated a lot more. And, you know, when certain technologies, I know even right now, Jake is still working on some of the coding and technical side of making things like this with communication sub-DAO and the delegation sub-DAO viable and feasible. But still, it's not even there yet, right? So, like, we're looking at the communication sub-DAO and the delegation sub-DAOs. Like, look, they're DAO. What's happened so far? A lot of nothing. Like, you know, it's a lot of nothing. So, like, it is. Like, I'm sure they're going to get to a point, right? And to, like, make another point, I think it's also very hypocritical and funny that we have sub-DAOs that, if you go and look at any one of those, Terra Development Fund, the delegation sub-DAOs, the communication sub-DAOs, all these higher-ups, these bigwigs, these people have all been able to pass their proposals with basically no details being laid out to the community on how they're going to accomplish things, how they're going to enact things, how they're going to structure things. Nothing. I'm not attacking them, but I just want people to be real about things. I don't want people to have a good understanding about things. Go and look it up yourselves. It's on the Juno sub-DAO and Commonwealth. Look at the past proposals. Look at what's been voted on. Nothing. There is absolutely no details for the communication sub-DAOs. It literally even says, I have a big problem with this. It literally does say that they're starting with 20,000 Juno, but they will ask in the future for more funding when needed from the community pool, and salaries will be paid. So, like, this whole narrative of, like, we're doing it for free and stuff like that, do not kid yourselves. The Terra Development Fund, people benefited from that, from being on those seats, from making those decisions. The delegation sub-DAOs, they will be benefiting from that as well. Nobody does shit for free. Whether it's socially or financially, it's all for a position of somewhat to benefit from. Like, period. Come on. I'm like, don't be a sucker. Be real about it. That's what it is. And so, like, I will say the proposals going forward, like, when people are like, oh, we need to detail all these things out. Also, remember that you guys all voted. We all did. If you guys voted for these things, you guys passed them. You guys all voted for, you guys don't even know what you voted for, to be honest with you. You guys all voted for an idea, but no details, no roadmap, no actual structure. And so, again, I will say, I guess I'm kind of saying, like, if another proposal like mine goes up, at least consider that. Like, there's a lot of detail in it. Like, fucking, it doesn't necessarily have to be a DAO. DAOs don't make things greater. You know, it could still be ran very transparently, like Maneki, Cosmos, and efficiently without DAOs. And so, again, I don't know. I'm kind of having a problem, I guess, with the whole rant. I'm kind of coming back and making my point after fucking probably 30 minutes of ranting. My problem that I'm having right now before putting this on chain is, does this actually even need to be a DAO? But anyway, yeah. Unpopular opinion, unpopular take, but the one that I think people need to hear, and I'd love to have a round table, a large round table, where I could get some of these higher up validators, community members, Jake, you know, Dimmy, Jack, all of them, and talk about this kind of stuff, because it's, you know, developers are funny. They're really good. They're very good at being optimistic or positive when it comes to what they're working on as far as development, as far as the tech goes. But as far as applying an applicable solution to what they're presenting, it's two different things. It's like, it's always easier to say all these things when it's not your money. But yeah, anyway, I feel like I've been rambling. What's up, Rusty? I see you over there, man.
I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better.
Thank you. Yeah, I felt so bad. I'm not even joking. Like, I was like, I was like, you know, when you asked me, I was like, before I answered, I was like, am I going to feel better? Like, I'm going to commit to it. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then like later that day, I was like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to do this shit. Like, there's just no way. And that is honestly the first time I've ever actually missed being on a space or anything like that. So again, apologies. What are you beating up? It sounds like you're beating the shit out of something.
Oh, I'm in this place. It's called Camp Combat Sports, where it's laser tag, rage room, axe throwing.
You're beating something up, guys. You're so funny. So you went to eat, for this whole time, you went to go eat at Burger King, and now you took your kid to a rage room, and you killed
him. Exactly. That's what we do every Wednesday. It's my parenting time and stuff, because during COVID, I switched the kids over to a little bit more, with their dad for the school year, because the school's a little bit middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. You got to get their energy out. I take my kids and make them do jiu-jitsu, so I have them actually attack other kids legally. But, you know, hey, teach their own. It's all good. Sometimes maybe I think I should bring them to like one of those rage rooms where they can break shit. But then again, they might come home and break some shit and think it's normal. I don't know. But anyways, no, I've been ranting. What was that?
Saying that's just amazing. But yeah, I mean, just in general, kids need to still be kids, but also learn some discipline and use their brain somehow instead of just, you know, using their thumbs. But I do like playing video games, but you just need to actually work the body, not just the mind.
Kit, what video games do you play?
Age of Empires. Battle.net's gone, but I still play World of Warcraft and Red Alert, and I do play Fortnite.
I love it. I dabble with all those stuff. I have a twin brother that still plays a lot of those games as well. I'm a sucker for like I said earlier, Tarkov, like real fucking punishing fucking if you lose, like you lose everything kind of games. I also like top downs. I really always loved gosh, I can't even think of it now. Gosh, putting me on the spot. Now I can't even think of it. What the fuck is the damn name?
League of Legends?
No, not League of Legends. Help me out, guys. I know you guys know what I'm talking about here. It is not Warcraft. It is... oh, come on, Tank. Seriously, you're spacing out right now. It is... Wow, I'm going to bring it up because I can't fucking think of it right now.
You're gonna remember when you're going to bed. You're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I hate when that shit happens. I fucking hate it. No, what the hell is it? It is Warhammer. Boom. There. Thank God I remembered that. Warhammer. I really like Warhammer games. Things like that I really like. You know what we should do? That's a great idea. I should put on community game nights for the IBC Gang Discord channel. That'd be cool. Anyway, guys, I've been rambling for a lot. I just want to shoot the shit and chill with you guys. Like, I was getting bored listening to AI conversations. I don't give a fuck about AI stuff right now. It's cool, but like, God bless. It seems like the hot topic, right? Like, everybody's like, AI. Like, I know Seffy was like, oh, fucking AI stuff. Like, duty conversations. I don't care. Nobody else has anything they want to say or come up here. Like, that's it, I guess. We'll wrap it up. Enjoy you guys' day. Hey, Kit, by the way, would love to have an interview with you for the YouTube channel if you're up for it.
Oh boy.
Why not?
How long?
30 minutes.
Yeah, all right. I can commit to that.
I think we had a speaker, but we lost them. I don't know where they went. But cool, I'll reach out to you. We'll kind of like find a time to get that done. With that, guys, I'm going to get out of here.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was about the last 45 minutes or so of the IBC Gang, Maneki NFTs, Cosmos, Ecosystem Chat, hosted by CryptoTank. Recorded on Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate. And show some support.
Well, we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, star scream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all erect with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal hit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, ride off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Envisioning the middlemen, listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.